This is Fat Chance!
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to this, our fourth episode of Fat Chance, the podcast celebrating football chants down the years and down the leagues. Each episode, we will take three established chants from clubs around the country and pitch them, pun very much intended, against three brand new homemade chants, either sent in by our listeners or created by our very own selves here in the studio. We will then take the best of each and run it through our very scientific scoring system and declare a winner. We also have some other features we throw in, and here, as usual, is Mickey Piquet to talk us through what features you can expect this week and what else we're going to do. Mickey, over to you.
Very smooth.
I mean, I've been
saying you what, Matt. Where have you been, mate?
Like, Silky!
Can you start a standing ovation?
Golf clap.
My work here is done.
Something special, that
was a good intro, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh,
outdone myself.
Never said I didn't like it. It was really good, mate. Very suitably impressed we are.
I'm going to send it over to you to fuck
yeah,
it all.
Yeah, features this week. I keep saying week, but we don't do it every week.
Bi-weekly.
Yeah, it's supposed to be bi-weekly, but people keep fucking off to New Zealand. Right then. We've got this year. No, what is it? Oh, sorry, let's start again. This day. No, it's not right either. It's not weak. But features varicose veins. No,
vicarious
that's
veins.
Yeah, I have. Let's not start the podcast that well. Really, I've not thought about it. I just listened to you. It's mesmerised. What's the word?
You've taken my turd and absolutely ruined it.
Don't worry about it. Listen, I've got this right. I've got this now. We've got vicarious veins.
Hey,
it's a good word, vicarious. So which footballer would you like to live vicariously through and why?
Oh, I love that.
Who would you like to be and why? We'll discuss that later.
I'm going to have a think.
Okay.
We're putting a star player through SPAN, S-P-A-N, the coaching system I developed to judge a player, really. And last time we did Maradona.
Oh, that was brilliant. Maradona was the best goalkeeper on the planet.
He's the best goalkeeper ever.
Fact. Comfortably. Fact. Yeah.
Right, just a little bit better. He's 2% better in net than he is outfield.
Hey, at the top of the game, it's all about small margins,
percentages. Yeah, that's exactly right, mate. At the very top, it is margins, and you're talking percentages. And he got 50 out of 50 for keeping, and got 49 out of 50 as a player.
And those are the facts.
Those are the facts.
Do we know we're putting through SPAN this week? Are you going to save that for
later? Oh, we'll save that, mate. All you need to know is it's a star player.
Perfect.
They always are. We'll be doing Guess the Goal.
Guess the goal!
Yeah,
with our resident mystic fucking Meg over there.
Yeah, Paul. God, it's so good, wasn't it? So, I mean, the Shearer one last time, Paul, was incredible. So,
thank you.
Those
freaky
listeners
mate.
Of the podcast that have watched all this, is it watch all this actually on this? There are cameras.
We're multimedia, both. Mate.
Yeah, we are. They will know about Paul's exploits last time. I keep wanting to say last week. Yeah, brilliant, mate. The Shearer one was the best one. But I have got three great goals that I'm going to put to the panel, and we'll see if you can guess the goal. One of them is going to start with the goal itself, just the audio of the crowd.
Ooh.
So I would not bet against him.
I mean, he's a witch when it comes to
he is a witch.
Can I just say, right, I might win this week. You know, it is supposed to be, you know.
Who are you? Let's introduce Scouse Corner. Who are you? We have sat to my immediate right, we've got Tom.
Hi, guys.
Sat in between Tom and Paul, we've got Nipper.
Hello.
And at the end of Tom and Nipper, we've got Paul.
He's a witch.
That could be a regular thing, that could be all Scousers, all Reds, although they are now world famous Leeds United fans.
Don't even start, mate.
Humanistas, mate.
Guys, humanistas.
You've gone continental. You've brought down country barriers in terms of your love for Leeds United.
It's been ridiculous, man.
As we all know, we did the Bielsa rap. Bielsa Rhapsody in the last episode, and guys, it went fucking nuts. It really banged hard, didn't it? It banged like a motherfucker.
It banged like a shithouse door in the wind, mate. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
I was on a flight to New Zealand when you actually put it up online, or proper sport.
No, that's a name dropper, mate. Johnny Depp's on with that.
I mean, to be fair, I was probably either in Dubai or Indonesia on my way to New Zealand. But yeah, I mean, the Bielsa Rhapsody went up while I was in the air. I landed and shit had hit the fan. It got fucking real. Mickey, you were just batting off.
I'm out of my own business. Suddenly I've been interviewed by Norwegian Channel TV2, who are actually the main. They own the rights to the Premier League in Norway.
Norway.
There's no way that happened.
You have been name checked in Argentina.
Yeah, Mickey Purr. Mickey Purr.
So the best thing about all this is it's Mickey's biggest ever hit record.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's had it's the best fuck thing all recognition
for it. So I'm not joking. We've had the best part of. Did you say it's 8 million views? Or on the best part of.
Across all the platforms, Bielsa Rhapsody had about 7 million views.
Worldwide. Million views. That was a million counting. On. Didn't even matter. Yeah. 7 million views, and I've had, I'm not kidding, about 10 or 12 Twitter followers off the back of it. So if we could have another. If we get to that 15 million mark, I know I'm guaranteed a solid 20 there. 100%.
Not you, Mickey Purr. Mickey
Purr,
get penny,
Mickey
pal.
Purr, man.
And to be honest...
The humorista, Mickey Purr.
I can vouch for you that... 20 minutes before the Bielsa Rhapsody actually became the Bielsa Rhapsody and went out live on air, you were actually still penning the lyrics behind the back of Subway.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, not a bad job.
Even though the
it
world.
It was as well, actually, behind the back of Subway.
Was, yeah.
It's like, it really genuinely was.
I imagine that's how Freddie and the lads did it.
Us in here, Mickey, we'd doff our caps to you.
Yeah, well played, mate.
Yeah, well, cheers, lads. Mate. You know what? To do it in front of you, lads, with you, lads. What a moment for us all.
The most incredible
for the
part
podcast.
Of it was actually Nippers High C at the end.
Oh,
I didn't think you could do that either.
Oh,
mate.
Whoa.
I thought there was
it's just incredible, mate. Because Tom listened to the Nippers High note, and I was like, fucking hell. Yeah. That was great, mate.
Mickey, I played it in the house, a load of cats and dogs came running like.
We've actually got a little bit of a surprise for you, Mickey, because we do know that you've been a little bit, not sour or sore about the lack of recognition, but we do think you deserve more recognition. So,
yeah, thanks,
in actual fact, we've booked a studio, professional studio. Me and the guys have got together, and we're going to take you to professionally record Bielsa Rhapsody.
Surprise, surprise! The unexpected issue between the eyes.
We're going to give you the opportunity to work with a full band. We're going to do your full mashings, lead guitar, piano, drums, and we're going to release it as a charity single.
Hey. This is amazing.
There you go.
So, we're booking it. Where's it going?
If it sells 8 million, you won't get a penny.
Gonna it's all sell going to charity. A lot of records.
Good, mate.
But you can pick the charity. That is,
I love charities. I am all about that.
Why don't we let the listeners decide on the charity? If we do a poll on Twitter.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah, we'll put a few on there.
Well, literally do one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we'll let Bob, Steve and Jeff decide.
You say that, but we've actually
if they're all listening,
we've actually had quite a
lucky.
Few emails in from listeners. We've had a few tweets.
Oh, we have.
Emails. I think if we've got enough time at the end of the show, Mickey, I'm going to bring that back around to you and we'll read out the emails we've had from our Geisley fans. Did you say two of them were from Geisley?
Yeah, we've had some I think a lot of Leeds fans like Geisley, a lot of Geisley fans like Leeds, a lot of Geisley fans are Leeds United fans. I'd say the vast majority are. So it's nice, yeah. I went to watch Geisley once, loved it. I think it's a great club. In fact, I nearly started supporting Geisley.
I went to watch Geisley once. Leeds were playing them away, pre-season friendly, and there was a dog with the mane of a lion.
That's a really good story, though.
That was the highlight.
Was this during the Pigeons' heyday, by any chance?
There's no
was it the acid. The acid album number three.
The guy genuinely put an artificial mane on his dog. I thought that was amazing.
Really?
Highlight of my football season.
He's the main man.
16-17. Right then, we are going to put some tracks. We are going to put
the lion's share of that
through our scientific system. But each week, I think it's always a good idea, Mickey, if you explain the rock system to our listeners, because it's not the
rocks. I'll just pick
up
this paper and look at what you've done there. Well done, mate. That's the itinerary. Do you know what? You lads don't appreciate the itinerary. I know you do, Mark, but these two, they don't get it. Me and Tom, we work hard on it, don't we?
We do. We work very hard for at least 2 hours a week.
Yeah. We smoke quite a lot of weed while we're doing it as well, which is why it's so imaginative. But the rock system is as follows. We don't really, that's slanderous to most myself.
Can you slander yourself?
Yeah, of course you can, mate.
Let's find out.
Of course you can.
Is that self-abuse?
Yeah,
you can. Is that something else?
Sometimes I'll say something and just go, how dare you?
Oi, I resemble that comment.
Brilliant.
Right, well, let's go with the rock system. It's a, this, like we said before, Maradona is 2% better in goal than he is as a striker. We've discovered facts because we've got scientific method that can be analysed, that can be scrutinised, but cannot be doubted. Rocks, WROCCS, it's our way of judging a chant. It's W, wit, the first one, the most important, really. R, replication, can it be copied by other teams and other clubs? O, it's overall shitness. C, complexity. C, contagiousness. And finally, S, silliness. Each is scored out of 10. The optimum score is 51. As you don't want it to be too complex, we're looking at a maximum score there of 7. And you don't want it to be...
too shit.
Too silly.
Too silly.
Too silly.
You want a score of 4. It's 4 for correct. Silliness. Correct. It's got to be silly, of course it has, but not too
don't
silly.
Don't want to be laughed at, do you?
Yeah, no, not all. So we've got that will take... Oh, no, hold on. 4 and 7. dum, 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 4 and 7. Oh no, it's 3 and 4. That's good. It's 7. No,
4 and 5.
I've lost the math here. No, it's 3.
Let's call it 51.
I've got a 4.
Thank you, Scott. Right.
It's another 4 for me. No, sorry, it's a 3.
Right then, so that's Rocks. Scouse Corner, you've got 3 established chants for us, haven't you? And we're going to put them through.
I shouldn't get stoned to do this podcast.
Rocks!
Okay.
Scouse Corner, your chants, please.
Right then, so we've got 3 that have been sent in this week. I always forget who they're from. I do apologise. But the first one was from the couple of lads we met at Leeds Fest, the Sunderland lads.
They're good lads, the Mackhams. Yeah.
Shout out to the Sunderland boys. Yeah.
Keep representing
time.
Them boys every time. You know
that's
what I mean?
It. So, it's one that the Sunderland fans were singing to Borough fans or pretty much every game when they come along. And it goes like this.
Get your tits off for your dads! Get your tits out for your dads.
Get your tits out.
Get your tits out. Get your tits out for your dads. Get your tits out for your dads.
Nice.
Enjoy that one.
Do you know I'm from Middlesbrough, boys?
Yeah. That was not an accident.
How it is, mate. I once took my dad to a Leeds game, and I could only get tickets for the cop, so I actually stood in the cop with him. Leeds versus Middlesbrough, and the cop started singing to the away end. What's it like to shag your kids? What's it like to shag? Me being with my dad, he had no answers.
Yeah, that's That is a good one.
I assume that was pre Savile, though. Yeah,
very much so.
Pre.
It was different times.
Oh, you could get away with anything then, couldn't you? Yeah. But they were all like, it's really good. It's really, really, really good. Ask Matt Bowman, he's in the cup.
Get your tits out for the lads, Sunderland to Borough.
For your dads.
For your dads.
For your dads. What have you got for our second Scouse Corner?
Second one is sent in by a Scouser, a friend of mine, Andy Heaton, on Twitter. And it's for...
You name dropped the fucking Scouser as well. Oh, yeah.
So, Andy Heaton, a beautiful South.
Oh, that's the one. Liverpool's current left back, Andy Robertson. And it goes like this.
Here's to you, Andy Robertson. Jürgen loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So here's to you, Andy Robertson. Jürgen loves you more than you will know.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yes,
and then the third one is our Geordie friends again.
We love the Geordies.
I was going to say the one and only Amiobi, but they had 2 at one point, didn't they? And they always can say there's only 2 Amiobis.
2 Amiobis.
But this one's for shoulder Amiobi, and it's everyone's childhood favourite.
The okey cokey.
Everyone,
you put your right foot in, your right foot out. In, out, you shake it all about. You do the amiobi and you turn around. That's what it's all about. Oh, shoulder amiobi. Oh, shoulder amiobi. Oh, shoulder amiobi. Stretch, rah, rah, rah.
You put your left foot in, hey, your left foot out.
Party time.
In, out, shake it all about. You do the amiobi and you turn around. That's what it's all about.
Whoa, shoulder amiobi. Whoa, shoulder amiobi. Oh, shoulder amiobi. Knees bent, arms stretched, rah, rah, rah.
Yes!
It's,
we didn't get the first bit right, so I made us do it again.
Fair play, mate.
We are not doing a Fat Chance podcast without doing the chance right. It's not. It's
the thing
got
I
to
liked
be done.
About that one is, despite having the lyrics written in front of me, I didn't know the chant, and I was singing it by the second time round.
That's contagious.
Hang on a minute, can we just stop the show? You don't know the hokey cokey.
No, I wasn't familiar with the show on my hobby version.
Ah, okay.
That's what I was saying. Okay. But by the second time round,
balls
deep, I was in.
Everyone's as cultured as you, Tom.
It's
not too complex, it's contagious.
I like that one.
Apparently, it's a large lyrical change.
Really, guys, you've got to decide which
one
we're going to
put through. Yeah, good question, Matt. Well, what do we think, honestly? Right, let's vote on it.
I really didn't like the first one. It was just too bland for me. I started singing along with the Andy Robinson one. Who don't like a bit of I wanted to say Pet Shop Boys.
Simon and Garfunkel.
I would punch myself in the face.
Too late. How dare you?
How very dare you, Matthew?
You idiot. You've done it again.
He'll be on his tour, on tour with his band Eurasia in the winter.
I'm going to go with the Andy Robinson one.
Okay. Oh,
so that's one for Andy Robinson.
All right.
I'm going to go shoulder amiobi.
Shoulder amiobi. 100% amiobi for me as well. So it's 4-1, but we'll do with the amiobi. This is a democracy.
Let's rocks!
Living on
Mickey,
the edge.
Will you please compare our rocks?
Yeah.
Scoring.
Okay, so we've got wit. What do we think about the wit of Shirley? I think it's fantastic wit.
Oh, yes, very. Yes. High wit.
I'm gonna start off with a 10.
Ooh.
Oh, right. I thought that was like okay.
I just don't think it's too high, bro, because of the song it's sung along to. I think it's witty. But let's give it a 9.
Nine.
All right, I'm happy with that. Okay. I thought I had to be 9 out of 10. Okay, wait. Replication.
It's very specific to Shola Amiobi.
It is fairly specific.
Or his brother.
Is it?
So there's two of them, so that's 5.
Well,
yeah, for 10 points, what's his brother's first name?
I don't think it's replicationable.
What, replicationable Amiobi?
Is it?
There's two of them, so it's clearly some
replicable. I don't think it's very
replicationable.
I don't think it's very replicable.
Yeah,
is that the
is that, word? I don't know, replicable.
No, we think it's reputable.
That's reputable, isn't it?
Can't
replicationable?
It's very low.
It's
a 1.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give it a 1 then.
Seriously,
I'm not going to
say the word.
If there's brothers, can we? It must be 2 if there's
rocks.
Brothers.
Rocks, let's look at the O. overall shitness, 10.
Yeah.
Gotta be at it.
Yeah.
No messing at all. Complexity.
It's complex. You think it's more complex than it is. The first time you hear it, you're like, I'm not going to get on with this. By the second listen.
It's middle of the road then, isn't it? It's 5 or 6.
I think it's 7.
Do you reckon?
But 7's the perfect.
Well, let's think about Daddy Mills. He's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, but how about Hokey Pokey?
But what you've got to think is, Mickey, the perfect score for complexity is 7.
Yeah,
Is it perfectly
perfectly complex? No. Oh, good call. From that angle of the scientific method, I would say let's give it a 6. Okay.
It's either a 6 or an 8. I think it's got to be 100 or 1 over the perfect score.
Let's have a look at this one. Contagiousness.
Oh,
10.
Oh, it's a 10.
It is a 10.
I mean, I felt like I had to keep going. You all joined back in. It was easy. It was lovely.
I didn't 10. Think you were going to stop.
Yeah.
That's how contagious
it is. But it's ingrained in you as a child, so you just know it.
It's a Pavlovian response, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Okay.
I mean, this next one.
And who doesn't
like
Pavlova?
Yeah, it does.
Exactly. Pavlova.
Silliness.
10. It's a 10.
There you go.
10.
Okay, mate. Do you want to. I'm off for a piss. See ya.
So, see you later.
Okie doke, while Mickey PK goes and has a piss, your perfect score would be a 51. We'd be looking for 51 as an optimum score, even though it's out of 60. Guys, anybody want to hazard a guess as to what this one has scored? No prizes for the winner. Start with Paul.
No.
Do you have a number for us?
I wasn't keeping count.
It's high, you know.
That's why it's a guess.
That's
a guess,
right, Paul. Okay, it's about 40 something.
Nipper, do you want to give us an actual
I'd say
number?
43.
46.
Yes, Thomas.
Oh, come on!
Oh, well done.
In your check face, out. Thomas!
Hang on, you're Thomas.
Oh, yeah, Paul Thomas.
If Tom Cruise wants to take anyone Paul. Else to the casino to count cards, Tom is available.
Yeah,
that was a 46. It's 41. Not one of our better ones. Yeah. 41. But,
sorry for going to school and that.
It should be.
You did.
You will.
Was it really 46?
It was, honestly, mate. You absolutely nailed it on the head.
Do you know
head.
What?
It was 46.
I don't think I've ever been so proud of myself in my life. Thanks, guys. Thank
Shola Amiobi, the Newcastle fans. I think that's the second one the Newcastle fans have had put it through is? The rock yeah. system. Yeah. Yeah. 46, not the best score ever, but, I mean, just to get on the show is an achievement.
Indeed.
So well done to those guys. Up next, we are going to go to our first feature, which Mickey will explain it in a little more detail after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, it's Carl from Carl's Carpets. Have you got a bad tiling job? Don't worry, we'll carpet over it. We've a great range of carpets at our local carpet shop on Dewsbury Road. Coming in, we've got red carpets, blue carpets, multicoloured carpets, normal carpets, Brexit carpets, any carpet you want. Come and see us on Dewsbury Road, Carl's Carpets. Why pay for some chump to do it when you can do it yourself? Go on, be a man. Here at Collins Concrete, we provide all the liquid concrete you'll need. We mix it and you fix it. Go on, I dare you, be a man. Collins Concrete. Bike riding. Children's laughter. Families. Fun in the sun. Cricket. Here at Roundhay Park, we've got such a fantastic park experience to offer. A lake or two. It's safe for children. A certain somebody doesn't live there anymore. Because Roundhay Way, the birds are singing. Come and join us at Roundhay Park. It's Tyler Tyler's it's Tyler from Tyler Tyler's Tyler's, and if you had a bad carpet job, because we can tile over any carpet. Listen, Carl, now, I'll tell you now, we've had our problems in the past, pal. I mean, you come on here and slagging me off, you come and say it to my face, we need to sort this out, you know where I am. I'm in tomorrow afternoon, I've got deliveries in the morning. Come and see me, we'll get this sorted once and for all, Carl.
Oh, I'm talking, sorry. I was doing like miming. I was like, can I have a beer?
Over to you, Mickey PK.
Oh, God almighty, right.
Yeah, Paul Plannan.
We have got a new feature.
Our first feature.
Yeah, a new feature. It's called Vicarious Veins. Who would you like to live through vicariously who is a footballer? So I should have said that for this. Which footballer would you like to live through? Vicariously. Whose life would you want? Whose life would you like?
Actually live their life.
Yeah, live their life. Totally. So
From start to end.
Yeah, and I'm including everything.
Also, it's not just a day in the life.
No. Live their life.
Taking in location, lifestyle, popularity. You know, enjoy. Just where would you? Who would you want to be? Where would you want to be?
It's such a difficult one. I mean, Nipper's quite excited about it.
He seems very sure.
I think we should go to Nipper while we all kind of have a little think about it.
I was very certain of mine almost immediately. There was two people who I had a thought of who we're going to live vicariously through, and obviously Liverpool players, so, you know, fuck off. But still, the two that I had the idea of, the first one that I rejected, which was a hard decision, I'll have you know, it was Xabi Alonso.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful man.
Yeah, he's really a beautiful
good.
Man. He's
really good. Really good.
Amazing player. Played for Liverpool, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, and also Real Sociedad from where he grew up.
I know. And loads of Spanish connections there. Beautiful country.
Yeah.
You look and quite Spanish, Nipper. I think you'd do well as an Alonso.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Thank you've got that
much.
Kind of Mediterranean
thank you very much.
Nuance he about you.
South European.
Yeah.
I'll take
it. It's a compliment. Carry on.
But the main reason that I looked away from Alonso, sadly, it was a wrench to do, because I remembered that he did play for Real Madrid, and it meant that when goals happened, he'd have to celebrate with fucking Cristiano Ronaldo and not punch him in the face, which is I find impossible to do.
You have lived here in Alonso's shoes for the purpose of the section. So who are you going to go with?
I'm going to go with other Spanish Liverpool import, Luis Garcia.
Yes.
Oh, nice, he was the man. Yeah.
Have you got any reasons for choosing Luis Garcia that are non-football related?
No.
He's really good looking. I bet his bird's fit.
Yeah, he's handsome.
Well, that'll do. He's handsome. Yeah. He's getting some good post-career work, and then, you know.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what I thought you were going to say then. When you just went, he's getting some good post-career work.
I've always said...
Put it this way, what I thought you were going to say also starts with P. It was pussy. I'll be honest with you.
This almost seems like a letdown now. But he's meant to also be a really good guitarist.
I did that confirming nothing.
He gets some great pussy. Anybody else got a football they would vicariously like to live through? From start to finish, from birth to death, it's not just a day in the life.
Yeah.
No, I'm drawn. I can't think of a specific one, but I'm drawn to like more of like either like someone from like the '70s plays like, you know, when you could go out and have a few bevvies and stuff like that.
Yes.
And then or someone who's been a proper like sham of a footballer, really, because I just think
Seth Johnson
con football.
Just like, you know. Mickey, I think on some of your sets that you talk about being lazy and stuff like that, and then I just think, yeah, that would be me. You know what I mean? It's like I'd love to have the professional attitude to be like Steven Gerrard or something like that, but in reality, I'd be Kieran Dyer, yeah, or something like that. And just be like on the treatment table all the time and just like cashed in.
Yeah. So when the pundits go, you know, every professional wants to play football, you're going, nah.
Nah. Yeah.
So somebody who's holding a broken leg going,
yeah, can't be arsed, mate.
Darren Anderton then, yeah.
Oh, sick note, possibly sick note. I mean, Harry Kewell.
Do you know what? Darren Anderton was the first most ever fouled player.
Was he?
Yeah. No, he's the first ever most injured all the time player.
Really?
Yeah, of course he was.
Yeah, probably right.
He was always injured and no one was ever that injured before.
You started that sentence as if it was a fact. Yeah. And then when he questioned you, you went... Yeah, of course he was. That's why I started it as a fact.
If someone says something confidently enough, you just crumble instantly. It's not worth it.
I've come up with one. I think I'd like to be Jamie Redknapp. What a career he's had post football.
Mm. Yeah.
He's that good looking. He binned Louise Redknapp off. He's on League of Their Own, jet setting. Granted, you'd have to hang out with fucking James Corden and Jack Whitehall.
He just hangs around. He's got TV nailed. He ain't bothered about it. He just hangs around it. Mate, and he's fine with it.
Yeah. He's fucking walking on beaches. What he does?
Marks and Spencer's.
Thompson's. Yeah, he's got spots.
A devil's advocate. Would you be comfortable having a relationship with your dad through the window of a Range Rover?
Oh, sorry.
Middlesbrough again.
Nice one.
Pop over again.
Moving on.
Do you know what's weird about Redknapp, right? Is that he retired from football, you know, a long time ago, wasn't it? And you think, God, it was a while back. I knew what you were a certain age when he retired. And he's been retired a long time. And you look at him now. He's just a young man.
I know, yeah.
He's just still a young man,
isn't
he?
He's better looking than he
is. He's just great, isn't he? Well, if you were a bird, you'd well bang
him,
wouldn't you?
Yeah. Or a gay bloke.
Tim Burton. Bang him.
Yeah. It's like Tim Burton. Is it Tim Burton? Tim Burton. What's the film?
Brad
Pitt's
it. Tim Burton.
Benjamin Button. Benjamin Button.
Tim Burton. What, Tim Burton's getting younger?
The life of Tim Burton.
He's like Benjamin Button. He's just getting younger and younger.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
The factory worker from Wakefield.
I mean,
his life.
Is there a winner of this feature, Mickey? Do you announce?
There's no winner, Matt. There's no winner. It's just. Well, you know what? We're all winners here.
Yeah.
And everyone that was mentioned is a winner. Look at Redknapp. What a bloody winner he is.
I think Tom looks like he's chomping at the bit.
Not really.
I think Tom looks like he's pulling.
We were chatting about ours last night when we invented this thing, and you were torn. Who are you going to choose, mate?
Well, the obvious answer is George Best, isn't it? Because, like Paul said, you know,
short career. 40 just seems like a lot of hard work to me. So the sooner you get it done with and make as much money as possible, the better. So
play for Man U.
And you were going to say that. Play for Man U. I don't remember him playing for Man U. I just remember him going around the world shagging Miss World and getting pissed.
Are you very
so
much
to me?
No. You're not much older than me. You remember him being boring as fuck on Soccer Saturday and dying of cirrhosis. That's exactly what you remember.
I was going to say, you very much of
I'm not being nasty, but that's what you remember. You don't remember the player.
But when we were talking about it, was like a load of people called David Beckham, and I was like, well, would you rather be George Best or David Beckham? Basically, would you like why would you like to fuck Miss World once or Posh Spice for the rest of your life? And for me, it's a pretty easy decision. Like,
that's a good point.
Bestie for me, his party's up there with the best, you know, ever. You know, Maradona, Best,
Gazza.
And then you've got your obvious.
Thing is, imagine Callum Best.
Gary Mabbitt.
Imagine Callum Best.
You look
being
at Mabbitt
for your
centre back, mate. You can't see your leader.
Yeah. Gary, you've got to live the rest of your life. You've got to live knowing that you were responsible for that.
Yeah. Callum Best. Bye, Dad. I love you.
Yeah, he was a shit footballer as well, Callum Best. Tried to get him signed and everything's fucking shit.
I've enjoyed this feature.
Good looking, though, isn't he? Yeah. Good looking.
George
good
Best.
Looking boy.
George Best was a good looking kid, wasn't he? In his 22, 23. What a look. All the way through his 20s. He kept retiring. He's retired loads, didn't he? I think he retired at 27 first time.
Yeah, I think he did.
I mean, you know, that's a shock. That's when he was past his best.
It's the rock star's age, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That you could say more about Best than that. He died at 27, you know, in terms of football. Mm-hmm. Probably he was peaking around 21, 22.
Yeah.
68, 67, 66. That was his.
I thought you said 21.
Anyway, we'll move on to my vicarious vein. I just want to be. I said to someone, I want to be like an Italian footballer.
You'd look good with a headband, Mick.
Yeah, I just think that's such a great life. The Italian, the brilliant,
like Maldini. Yeah.
Not if you play for Scunthorpe. But
good
not.
Looking. You know, everyone's really well dressed all the time. They're really fashionable. Good looking, loads of money, living in a nice, great tomatoes in Italy. You know, like eating great food.
Loads of great tomatoes.
Yeah, you could like a dessert, mate. You have tomatoes for a dessert. Yeah. They're that good.
It's quite an easy league as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
quite an easy league.
Not for a striker. It isn't it? I mean, they are good defenders, and it's an art, you know, they're good at shutting teams out the Italian way.
What about Buffon?
It's a slower league.
Buffon. Yeah.
I want to go with Totti.
I just said Totti. I was hoping you said Totti.
Totti by name.
Exactly, mate.
You know the rest.
Yeah. I mean, what a guy. Just
great arse as well.
Great arse.
Yeah, good arse, actually.
Yeah, it's good effect. It was strong and skillful, you know. Yeah. Or skillful and strong, I should say, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Totti for me. Any Italian footballer of the early 90s as well would have been. You know, it was the best league in the world. Yeah.
Hi, it's Mickey Peaker here. I'm just interrupting this podcast to let you know that I have got a tour out. It's on sale now, spring 2019. Have a look at my website, get something booked. It's www.mickeypeaker.com. That's the one, yeah, mickeypeaker.com. I forgot to say this on the podcast, so I am now interrupting. Go on my website, get a ticket booked, and let's now get back to the podcast. Thanks for listening.
Right, here we go. There's a great guess the goal, right? I'm going to show you.
Show us the goal.
You're going to hear the audio.
Okay. And do we all get to have a guess, or is it just Paul?
No, it's mainly aimed for Paul because he's the man, but all of you are in this competition. Because
thanks, friend.
Also, shout out when you want to guess, but once you shout out if it's wrong, you're out of this round.
Sound. Ooh, have you seen Eggheads?
Wow.
This is really Smegheads, isn't it?
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Okay, are you ready?
Did you read that from a script date?
Yeah, cheers.
Okay, here it is.
Did you get all of that?
No.
Blame it one more time and hold it right up to the microphone, Mickey.
Yeah, I've not got the headphones on, right? Okay. Are you ready? Hold on. I've got it. Okay. Here it comes. From the start. Okay.
It sounds, you know, it sounds like the cop. It sounds like Anfield.
Any guesses?
No, is it Steven Gerrard, Olympiacos?
No, you're not disqualified here.
Is it David Bentley equalising against Arsenal?
Oh, good try, but no.
Paul, you're the last one left.
I know it now.
It's not a big game.
Yeah, it still works.
Big player. More the player than the
He's
goal.
He's thinking. I feel like I need to fill the dead time here.
Go on.
I'm going to give you the... Go
on.
I'll go Torres.
No. Okay. Here we go. Here's the commentary.
You've got some more. That was the crowd response.
Just the
audience.
That's
the crowd. Now give us the commentary. Okay, you're all so back in this round now.
Right, then I'll go for it. Okay. So starting at the back, the ball's played from the back. Goes up to a player, heads it across. It's a bit behind him. Oh, he takes it nicely. He knocks it round someone. Oh, here comes a player. He knocks it over his head. He passes it. It's Letitia. Yeah. Yeah. Got there before the finish.
He can only do it with you. He's only got the connection with
oh
you.
Oh, my God.
No,
oh
but my we God. Didn't.
Paul? Really got, I mean, before I'd even finished it.
Jesus
put it
Christ,
in.
Man.
Right. Okay, are you ready? Next one. The ball comes to him off a header. Oh, it's a bit behind him. Oh, he turns and he shoots. It's kind of like a slow lob over a keeper. Oh, my God, it's him. Oh, my God. Oh, what a weird and wonderful goal. Surprising.
Surprising. I've got no idea, but then again, every week I have no idea.
Do you want to just give it again quickly?
Yeah, a bit more detail this time, yeah.
The ball comes to him somehow around the edge of the area-ish. It's a bit behind him. Oh, he just digs it out. Oh, it's a lob kind of goal thing. Wait, they move like a slow planet over the keeper.
It's Letitia.
No.
Is it Wayne Rooney?
It's a 1-0 winner in a World Cup game.
Is it Dennis Bergkamp?
No.
Shit. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not David Platt, is it? Against
no.
Belgium. No.
I think you might have to choose the team that are conceding the goal.
I'll give you the year.
Go on.
94.
Ooh, America.
No.
What? You thought it was a World
Cup? Oh, Nipper's got it.
Is it Ray Houghton?
Yes, it's Ray Houghton!
Go on, Nipper! Go on!
Do you know what, though?
It's in there,
there was a lot.
Go on, the Nips!
There was a lot of information given away. It was more of a... Paul lost that one.
Yeah.
The Nipper won it for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it.
Well done, though, Nipper.
It's like,
I don't want to. I've downgraded your achievement there, haven't I? But well
it,
done,
it makes
mate.
It interesting, though, because it's 1-1 between these two, which means there is going to be a winner unless Tom gets it right, and then it's a draw, and we can go to a tiebreak.
But then we know Paul's lost, then at least.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I'm rooting for Paul. Paul's my hero.
I think Paul gets this.
Paul's my guess the goal here.
Yeah, we all love Paul.
Fuck Paul.
Not again.
Okay, are you ready? The ball's played over, it's a header. It's what a volley! What a volley!
It's Steven Gerrard, Olympiacos.
No.
Fuck.
It went in almost goal bar height.
Tony Bower.
No.
Goal bar height. Goal bar.
Is it
goal bar.
Is it Zidane against Bayern?
No.
Goal bar height.
Goal bar height. It did.
Can we have
look
it again?
Look at it.
Can we have it again?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, God. It's got in goal bar height.
Look at it. It'll make sense, right? The ball comes over the top. Some kind of header. It falls down. Yeah, what a volley. A flat goal bar height volley. Just such a good strike. Yeah.
Nipper, are you putting your hand up?
Yeah,
I'm kind of.
I can see this goal.
My brain
see
this goal.
Well,
Alan Shearer.
Yes.
Newcastle against Everton.
Yes.
Oh my God! Oh God!
Yeah. Freak.
I remember that.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
Fucking pervert.
How dare you?
I knew it would come.
Oh my
I knew
God.
It was coming. Very good, Paul.
It was the goal bar height.
I mean,
it was goal bar height, wasn't it?
It was.
It was a goal bar height volley.
No, definitely not crossbar height.
No,
it was goal bar.
It was a goal bar goal.
It was Ilkley goal bar height.
Oh, yeah, great strike. I was going to do actually Newcastle. I think it was Newcastle Everton. Do you remember that free kick he took on the edge of the area, right on the edge?
Hmm.
And he just ran from edge and just smacked it right down the middle of the goal and took keeper into back at net.
Was that the one where he was inside the box?
Yeah, no, just outside
it. Oh, right. Because he scored a couple of men, but he used to do indirect free kicks.
I think you're thinking of a penalty.
They still do them, they just don't give them.
You never see that anymore.
No, you don't.
You just always give a penalty now, don't you? No matter what.
Yeah, that's right, actually. Yeah, you don't see it nearly as...
Indirect free kicks.
Yeah, you don't at all. It used to be quite a regular feature, an indirect free kick.
I used to love an indirect free kick.
Yeah.
Inside the box.
Everyone used to get on the line.
Yeah.
And you used to think, okay, score from here.
I know, always did.
No, they didn't, did they?
No one ever scored from here.
The odd one hit roof at net, didn't it? Let's be honest.
Shearer scored a couple.
Shearer never missed from there, mate.
Can you imagine if you were stood on the line?
You're not getting in the way of that, are you?
And Shearer started to take the free kick. You just
know that it's in, don't you? You know that's it. You know it's it.
I miss Shearer. I mean, there's a lot I hated about him.
Great striker ever saw.
He was very elbowy and
He was the only striker I've ever seen that could play two strikers because the ball will come up to me like kind of like, you know, like a long ball over the top that he's got to go up to head it. He'd get up and win it. And then win the battle on the ground and actually control it.
He was a good target create his own goals.
Yeah, he'd win the header against one defender and then win the battle on the air against another.
Fabulous,
and you're like, and then he's got 265 Premier League goals. It's just like, it was all around play was brilliant.
Yeah.
His hold up play was brilliant. It was so good in the air. It wasn't even 6 foot.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow. Yeah. And he could finish, I mean, to say, you know, his shot power. Shot power were 30 out of 10
on span.
Yeah. Just incredible shot power.
That brings us on to the next feature.
Speaking of which,
our third feature, which is.
And it might be a future one as well.
Span!
Stay tuned.
Span.
Mickey explained span for us again. We put Maradona through it last week and it was an absolute triumph. Explain what span is and tell us who we're putting through, please.
Span is the coaching system I've designed that can rate a player so you can understand how much.
Over how many years have you been designing this system?
I'm 37, mate.
So 37 years?
Exactly. Since from birth, just thinking about this kind of system, that this perfect system that can rate a player so you can understand the player how he's going to span through the entire squad. There's four areas on a pitch: the striker, midfielder, defender, and goalkeeper. S is strikers, P is the midfielders, A is the defenders, and N is the goalkeeper. Span. There's five areas to each section on the pitch. We're going to start with the striker today. We did a striker last time.
It was
Maradona. We also realised using span that he's actually a better goalkeeper. We might have mentioned it earlier. Through the system of span, no one ever tried it. It can never be proven or disproven. It is merely a theory, but a scientific one, the best we've got at the moment.
We're fairly certain if Maradona had been played in his correct role of goalkeeper,
he would have
been the greatest ever goalkeeper of all time.
They have never lost a game.
They
would have not lost a game or conceded a goal for over 24 years.
So I'm assuming we're putting through a player that reached the dizzy heights of Maradona in his playing career once again.
Player, mate. This episode where I put the a great player. He goes by the name of Lee Trundle. Lee Trundle is this episode's span. So Lee was a striker. Fantastic. The Magic Man he was known as. Yeah, and I was known as Magic as well. Magic Kerr, they called me. So
well, you called you.
Yes, it was just me.
Oh, Magic Mike.
Magic. It's Magic Kerr or just
Were you
Magic.
A striker, Kerr?
Ah, played all
striker.
Yeah, I was a centre midfielder, but I played up front towards the end. And then,
utility.
In fact, I had to go. Utility yeah, I could play around the pitch, mate. I had to go to the back actually. Last few games, I was down the spine really, but I played out wide as a kid. You know what I mean? Quite pacey, not that pacey, but pacey enough. But not sprinter pacey. What you need to be now these days. But yeah, all right, I was a good player. When I stepped up, I got lost. Yeah, when I played against really good players, I couldn't affect the game. When I played against average players, I looked brilliant.
I like to see that honesty, though.
Magic Kerr.
It's a bit like Lee Trundle, actually.
I think knowing your own limits on a football pitch can actually make you a better player because you play to your strengths, you play to your abilities.
Lee Trundle is, for me, the greatest player to never play in the Premier League.
Never play? I mean, I'd agree with that.
Yeah,
I we're talking about foreign stars as well, like Lionel Messi, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking. This is a worldwide thing
in history.
In history.
Global.
Lee Trundle, what a great player, a skillful man. Elaborate further.
Yeah, well, he played Swansea was where he played the biggest part of his career, and he was just an absolute hero. But he just used to do. He'd just nutmeg you for no reason whatsoever, or his teammate would be 3 yards away. and instead of just passing to him, he'd flick it over his head.
He'd do like a Rabona.
Stand on the ball like a seal at SeaWorld and then pass it 3 yards.
My kind of play.
Just pointless, really.
Just great, wasn't
but
it?
But fucking brilliant.
We've all played going on a five-a-side pitch.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, we love him, don't we?
But he's still playing now. He's 42 and he's playing for
Haverford.
Last season, he scored
the Welsh Division 1 is. Welsh Division 1.
Scored 45 goals last season, six hat tricks. Wow. At any level, that's impressive.
Great. Like, yeah, he's still knocking him, isn't he?
Yeah.
Amazing. Let's go
through.
Yeah,
let's play through spam. Yeah. Mickey, do the honours.
Have you done the span button?
We don't have a span button. It's the one thing you keep promising to do and you never do.
Put him through the prisoner's pan.
Put me through the prisoner's pan. No, blah, 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 blah. You can say it. Oh, shit, we do.
We do.
There we go.
Even though I'm fully aware we can't edit this show and it just has to go out, can you ask me again to press the button?
No, we are definitely editing the show, by the way. Okay? I'm not even joking.
Look, it's a free form.
It's a free form thing that happens.
Man. It's conversational. What will be?
No, what we're doing. Oh, can you please put us through the span?
Great jingle.
We do have a jingle for it. Right, Lee Trundle, so span, striker. Let's start with speed, the most important. 3-1.
Yeah.
Are you going to give him a one?
Mate,
he got to a reasonable football league level, so it's got to be at least 4.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a 4.
Let's not trash the kid. A 4's...
4.
4's all
yeah, right. I agree with that.
1.
Okay.
All right.
Fine. It's like kid is older than all of us.
Yeah. 4. Yeah, it's 4 at speed.
He was never quick. But,
never quick, but...
He's quicker
get
than every
place.
Single one of us in the room.
He beat you with tricks, not pace.
4. Okay, strength.
He's very strong, actually.
9. Yeah,
fabulous strong. Arse pretty on strong. Him as well, by yeah. the way. Oh, lads. Yeah, some good junk in the trunk there.
What did you say for strength?
I'd say an 8.
I'd go with 8.
He's a big lad. He's 6'1", 6'2".
And he never got Premier level, so...
He looks better shape now, because I googled him last night, obviously.
Yeah, he's looking great.
He looks in better shape now than he ever did when he was playing, like.
I noticed that as well.
Yeah,
he's looking really good.
He's got like those man boobs going on, and that, you know,
he was
good
playing
ones,
nights,
but good man
like early midnight, isn't it? He looks great. He looks like a young man. Yeah. Again, it's really weird to see
you
these
listening, Trundle. Good for
ageless,
you, mate.
Ageless yeah. really, professionals. So strength, we'll go with an 8.
I go with 8.
Yeah. All right. Okay, we're keeping it even. The next one is shot power. Oh, he had decent shot. I go with an 8 again. Trundle, so it just
smash a few in.
Do you know what? He hit Rob's head a lot, didn't he?
Yeah.
You gotta have a pretty good boot on it to deal with that.
There's some wonderful highlights off of, like, which just does some just unbelievable trick. Goals. Goes past three people and then just balloons it into Rob's head.
Let's go with an 8.
An 8
for I'll go with 8. I'll go with 8. Yeah.
Sounds.
Okay. Skill. I'm gonna go with a 30.
Same as Maradona, yeah?
Yeah, I think we should go with a 30 for this. What do you reckon?
Lee Trundle's as skillful as Maradona. Maybe a 28.
28 now.
Yeah, 28. Fair dues, mate. Yeah, he's not quite there, is he?
He's not quite there.
But not far off.
Yeah.
Spatial awareness.
He occupied a lot of space.
Whether he was aware of it or not.
I think he was pretty aware. I think he got a genius on him.
To pull off those tricks.
Yeah. I'd say 7.
I go with the 7.
Yeah.
That sounds fair.
Yeah. Okay.
What's he scored, mate?
Oh. Run it through the prism of span.
Hang on, let me press the jingle while I do my maths. Run it through the prism of span. I'm going to press it again.
We're definitely getting an editor, yeah? Run it through
the prism of span. Come on, mate. You can do better than this. You can do better than this.
Thank you, Rachel Riley.
Hold on, what did you get? 28 and 8, right? That's 36.
He scored 60, lads. He scored a bang on. Nice and even 60.
No way.
That's 60 out of 50.
He's
got 60. He's a fine striker. Gone wrong. He's a fine striker.
So we've realised now. Lee Trundle is the best player ever. And he's never played in the Premier League.
He was too good.
Never given that chance at the top.
Yeah.
To do what he did on he's doing now.
Wouldn't have been fair, would
he? He's been doing it all his life, and they never gave him that chance. If they had have given him a chance, There is no doubt he would have won World Cups.
Do you reckon he's got a Twitter? Do you think he's got a Twitter?
Cups,
100%.
He definitely Twitter. Does.
Absolute
hero.
He's
got about 60,000 followers.
Don't give him too many details. Just say you are the greatest player ever. You have scored 60 out of 50. Span.
Yeah.
Just send him that. It could make up
like a treasure hunt.
Yeah. And a link
I'll
to
do that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nipper, you get on with that now. You tweet Lee Trundle.
First. Excuse me while I do.
Yeah, Lee Trundle, what an absolute legend. 60 out of 50 on the prison of Span.
Legend. Yeah, fantastic. That's scientifically proven as well.
Scientifically proven.
He played for Leeds as well, you know.
He did, for a month.
Did he really?
He played for a month. Scored one goal on his debut, I think.
He scored his debut. Scouse, I think came on as
Scouse Scouse corner showing the Leeds allegiances there again.
It was like 09, 010, something like that. I think we were in League One. And Lee again, just not giving the chance at a high level.
Or
put in for Leeds and then was moved on, unfortunately, even though, you know, probably just, you know, 60 out of 50.
Yeah. So we missed the trick there.
Yeah.
Right, moving on from Span, we are now going to look at our homemade chants. Scouse Corner have got three for us. Always my favourite part of the show here, the creative and crazy wonderful world of Scouse Corner.
Hello,
over
guys.
To you, Thomas.
Yeah, cheers. So this week we've gone for a bit of a trilogy for one player, actually. Who's a defender for Southampton at the moment.
No, Brighton.
It's Brighton.
It's Brighton, yeah.
Whatever.
South Coast.
And his name's Gitan Bong.
Gitan Bong special.
It's a Gitan Bong thumbed special. Yeah, it's a Gitan Bong ding dong. So a
easy
trilogy.
For you to say.
And part of the reason for this is last season, I don't know whether you saw it, he was caught up in a bit of a nasty business at Burnley, actually, where he was getting a few racist chants put on him and stuff like that. So I thought it'd be sound if we could get three really good ones for him, actually. Because I couldn't find any established chants in his name, even on like forums.
We're going to give Gitan Bong a bit more of a footprint in the chanting world.
That's it.
Because we like him.
It's so just these it's so easy as well.
Yeah, he's got a great name for football chant.
They write themselves, these.
Yeah, they do.
Literally. So, yeah, okay. So the first one is one that Nipper did, one's the one I did, and one's the one that Mickey did. And we had about 12 we didn't use as well.
Tune in next week.
So Nipper's one's
the Tang Bong special.
Tang Bong.
The sextet.
Yeah.
Nipper, so this one's yours, I do believe.
Yeah.
Shall I count us in?
Please do.
Silent four, one, two, three.
Gitan, gooly, 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 what's it? Gitan Bong, Gitan Bong. Gitan, gooly, 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 what's it? Gitan Bong, Gitan Bong. Gitan, gooly, 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 what's it? Gitan Bong, Gitan Bong. Gitan, gooly, 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 what's it? Gitan Bong, Gitan Bong.
Very good.
Well
Nipper.
Done, Nipper. Very good. That
Thank
part.
You.
Yeah.
Tom, I do believe you're doing our second one, or you are the creator of our second one, at least.
Yeah, so I was watching Liverpool v Brighton a few weeks ago, and I couldn't help noticing that the back line was Dunk, Duffy, Bong, and Montoya.
Oh, what could go wrong?
And like I said, it writes itself.
This is a stroke of genius.
So it goes like this. One, two, three.
Dunk Duffy Bong, Dunk Duffy Bong, Dunk Duffy Bong. They roll the back line and they run along. Dunk Duffy Bong, Dunk Duffy Bong, Dunk Duffy Bong. Montoya is there at the end of the song.
Yes! Get in there, Scott. That's a standard
ovation. Thanks very much. Cheers. I was very, very pleased.
Well done, Matt. Yeah. That is a great call, that, mate.
That is a Sunday afternoon well spent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I came up with this last night.
We were
writing this, and I'm very pleased with it. Just join in.
Really? It's that simple, is it?
Bong 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 bong.
Very, very good, mate.
I
there
did
you go.
Not nail a single Gaetan Bong.
You don't need to. You don't need to.
I didn't nail a single one, but I did love the chant. Absolutely. We need to put one of them through rocks so we can then pitch. Do we need to put? Yeah, we need to put one of them through rocks.
We need to decide,
and then we will have a winner between the established chants and the homemade chants.
Yeah.
Boys,